Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Back at 12 after. Thanks very much for joining me. Thanks for staying with me. I'm Jim Blasingame, the Small Business Advocate, and I'm glad you're here. You're going to be glad you're with me, too, because I got a real live entrepreneur on the show with us right now. You're going to be excited to hear what Sarah Lindholm has to say. Sarah was an attorney. Well, I guess she still is, but she was a practicing attorney. And something happened in her life that made her realize that something needed to be done to fill a need. She saw a big gaping hole in the marketplace, and she set about doing that and created a company, and now she's got a product, and it's on the market, and it's an incredible entrepreneurial story, and I wanted you to hear about it. Sarah Lindholm, welcome to the show.
Thanks, Jim. Thanks for having me.
It's good to have you here. Now, your company is called Cooper Martin, right?
Yes.
And now tell the audience what you used to do for a living.
I was an attorney for about 5 years. I practiced real estate development and structured finance in Denver, Colorado, and was really unhappy at what I was doing.
Right.
Wasn't fulfilled at all.
Right. And so what happened in your family? What caused you to decide to do this?
There was a loved one in my family who had, 4 years ago, had his knee and hip replaced back-to-back about 3 months apart. And once he got home from surgery, he couldn't get into any of his traditional clothing, and there was nothing functional for him to wear on the market. And it really affected him emotionally, and I think that it really prolonged his recovery from the surgery.
So are you saying he wasn't comfortable with the when I said gaping hole a minute ago? I that was no pun intended. As I was saying it, I said, you know, that actually is kind of a pun. I mean, are you talking about the ridiculous, humiliating garments that they give you to wear with the back out?
Absolutely. The hospital gowns, which are so degrading. And we went looking, during his recovery, we went looking for something that might be on the market that could fill this need, get him back into some clothes and out of the house so he could feel like his normal self again.
Right.
And we were just absolutely astonished to find nothing.
Nothing. Well, what were you looking for? I mean, what was, obviously we all know what the problem is, but what was the problem?
We were
really
looking
for him.
He was a retired cardiologist and, you know, was used to dressing nicely and took pride in how he looked, and we were looking for essentially a nice pair of pants, but that had the functionality of almost like a track pant, like a tearaway track
pant.
Yeah. So he could get into, dress and undress easily, get into and out of them easily.
Right.
Without bending, twisting,
or turning. And there was nothing like that on the market?
Not a single thing.
So here's something. I gotta take a little teeny tiny shot at him. He was a doctor.
Yes.
And all these years, he had taken care of patients who were laying there in the bed with this humiliating garment on, and how many millions, thousands of people did he deal with like that? But the moment he has to wear one of those things, he
right.
doesn't like it, right? So you tell him I teased him a little bit about that. Okay.
I will, certainly.
I'm sure I'm not the first one to do that. But
no.
So you actually saw that there was an issue here, and you really thought that you saw that no one was doing it. How long did it take you to discover that no one was doing this?
Well, after his surgeries and during his recovery, the next year I was still working as an attorney and did a lot of demographic research at night and on weekends. And just looking at what he had done alone, so some type of joint replacement, there were a million of them a year, new ones every year.
Right.
And that number was growing and then over the next 30 years by 580%.
Right.
So that alone, I thought, was a fairly good market.
So it really is primarily the lower body type of surgeries and recoveries. Getting in and out of pants is not really an option for a lot of these cases.
Right.
And the other option is a gown, which I don't know about ladies, but I guarantee you guys don't like that. And so So, but you're talking about getting into the garment industry. There is no more cutthroat, dangerous, risky business to get into than the garment industry.
It was definitely.
What were you thinking, Sarah?
I was thinking that the opportunity was so great. The market was huge. Not only was there the million people, men and women in this country alone, having orthopedic surgeries, but there's about 55 million people in this country who are disabled in some way.
Right.
And really just don't have any options that are for clothing that are fashionable and functional.
It's amazing to me that no one had seen. I mean, folks, if you think you're the only... If you think that all frontiers have been conquered, Sarah Lindholm has just proven you wrong, haven't you, Sarah?
Yes, we have, and it's been really, really fun.
But, I mean, how many people would you bump into and you say, I'm going to do something nobody's ever done, and they would say, are you kidding me? Everything's been done.
Right. Yeah. There's a lot of naysayers out
so,
there.
So basically, you did this because you didn't know you weren't supposed to, didn't you?
Correct. And I just think that the opportunity I felt was so great, and to be able, like you said, to create a new market is something that's pretty rare and was really exciting.
Now, you took almost 3 years to go to market with a product?
I did. I spent, I would say the first year or so just doing demographic and competition research or lack thereof, what
mm-hmm.
I would call, but
yep.
really feeling out what the demographic was, how many people, what they need,
right.
How do you reach them, who they are,
plus you got to get them designed, you got to get them tested, you got to
right,
get them
so
manufactured.
Then year two and three, I really spent, you know, obviously as an attorney, I had no formal training in fashion or in
right.
healthcare
right.
or in business or any of that. So years two and three, after the demographic research, really I poured myself into learning about fashion, you know, what should the clothes look like, how do you make a garment, doing product development.
And it's got to be technical. I mean, it can't just be something to cover your body. It's got to be basically a high-tech piece of clothing, doesn't it?
Absolutely. What we really did was make a very technical, highly technical garment, but make it look like a regular pair of khaki pants for men or a pair of black pants for women. And
you'll be styling. We got to be styling while we're recovering, right?
That's right. I think that it really
Sarah. I've got to, folks. We got to take a quick break. When we come back, I'm going to get Sarah to tell us about some of the mistakes that she made and some of the advice that she has for you. Fascinating stuff, folks. This is a great story about the birth of an American small business. 20 after. I'm Jim Blassingame. Stay with us. Sarah Lindholm and I will be right back. We're back at 23 after. I'm Jim Blassingame. Thanks very much for staying with me. Thanks for hanging out with me. My website is smallbusinessadvocate.com. I hope you'll check it out when you get a chance. We booked it just for you. And don't forget to subscribe to my free newsletter when you get there. Lots of other things you can do there. Listen, read, ask questions, get answers, and no barriers to entry. If you can get there, we'll let you come in and hang out with us, use our stuff. Smallbusinessadvocate.com. And if you're on Twitter, I'm there too, at Jim Blassingame, if you want to follow me. Sarah Lindholm is with us, folks. She's our new friend and soon to be not a new friend. We're going to keep hanging out with her and finding out how her business is going. She's got a brand new, it's not a brand new business, but you're brand new to the market, aren't you, Sarah?
Yes, we are. Although we were founded in 2006, we just launched our first product, the men's and women's khaki and black trousers, in June of this past year, in 2009, and we're getting ready to launch this month a new product, a lounge pant for both men and women.
Well, tell us the name of the company. I mentioned it earlier, but tell us again. Tell us how we can find. Give us your website and tell us how we can find your product. Because I actually know people, you know, in the last year or two who would have bought your product.
Sure, we're Cooper Martin, and we can be found at cooper-martin.com, and all of our products are available online. And I think that's the neat thing about at least the healthcare industry, or how big our market is that everybody that you talk to and everybody that I tell the story to, everybody has a loved one or a friend or a close family member that could really use and need our product.
Well, is that your distribution model online? Everything's online?
We are selling everything online, and then we're also working with a number of high-end orthopedics,
right,
physical therapy, and rehab centers.
What would you say, what mistakes did you make? Share some of your mistakes that happened to you over the last couple of years.
So I don't know if they've necessarily been mistakes. I think, Jim, that the whole thing has just been this amazing adventure and learning process, really. There was no blueprint for what we're doing and no plan, no path to follow. So it's been a lot of learning and just tweaking along the way. Like, how do we best reach the consumer? I mean, that's been, you know, it's definitely been challenging for us. It's not through the doctors. It's not through the hospitals. I mean, it's definitely a different path of distribution than it's typically followed.
Right, right. Well, the one of the things that you did, you had the luxury of a job that allowed you to gradually move from one profession to the other.
I did, and I stayed in the job as long as I thought possible.
That's a really smart thing to do. And this is what concerns me. A lot of people, of course, there's a lot of people out there, as you know, don't have a job, and so they're starting a business now, trying to start a business now because they have to.
Right.
But if you don't have to, you know, if you've got a job and you want to be a business owner, your path to business ownership is a good one. I mean, take your time. You said you didn't make a lot of big mistakes. I know you made some mistakes. You just didn't make any big ones because you took your time and you were deliberate and thought it out.
Right, and I think the 3 years of the research and development really helped along the way. But it was, you know, probably little mistakes along the way that were really just learning experiences and nothing that was catastrophic.
Well, another thing is you're just now in the marketplace.
Yes.
And that's where your mistakes are amplified.
Right.
And so you're gonna, I'm not trying to scare you or frighten you or anything, but you know, over the next year or two, you're gonna have a different story to tell in a couple of years, Sarah, when you come back over the next year or so to give us a report on how things are going, because you know that's what the marketplace does; it teaches you.
Absolutely, but I think that if you're flexible and willing to learn and listen to your consumer and what they need out of the product, then you're well along your way.
What do you know now that you wish you knew then? For people who are listening to you wanting to start a small business, what do you know now that you wish you knew 3 years ago?
There's so much to do and so much to learn, but I think that at a certain point that you have to jump in.
You have to know when to pull the trigger.
Yeah, that some people probably do stay at their job too long and never follow their dream and never do what they want to do, but it's a delicate balance.
That is the truth. It's a, like a continuum there. You know, from one end of the spectrum is people who jump too soon and fail, and the other one are the people who take too long and actually never do it.
Right. Right.
And,
so
and it's different, for everyone. It's different for everyone, isn't it?
Oh, it absolutely is, and based on your circumstances. And, you know, at a certain point, though, I think you just, if you have belief in your product, and for us, we had great belief in the product, how it really, you know, in a small way, but changed people's lives and how...
I've got 40 seconds. I'm going to give us your best commercial for your clothes.
Our clothes are... like nothing else that you've seen on the market before. They're fashionable and functional, and they help you dress and undress easier if you're struggling from limited mobility or you're taking care of somebody who is.
Are they so great, Sarah, that if I bought a pair in rehab that I just keep wearing them a year or two later?
You absolutely would, Jim. I actually have the lounge pants on now, and I wear them most days.
Sarah, give us the website again, please.
Cooper-Martin.com.
Congratulations. You know, I'm proud of you, Sarah.
Thanks, Jim. Thanks
for
taking time to talk to me.
Will you come back again in a few months and give us an update on how things are going?
I would love to.
Thank you very much for being here. Good luck to you.
Thank you. Thank
Sarah
you.
Lindholm, ladies and gentlemen, a brand new entrepreneur. Really, she just got to the marketplace this year. How about that story? Great story. Right back after these messages. I'm Jim Blasingame. Stay with me.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.